IKT4 IOX Mobile.
IKT Mobile.
KN4 TFW Mobile.
4HX Mobile.
How are you doing here this morning? Morning, guys. Hope you all had a good, great weekend.
A good weekend. I enjoyed the beautiful weather. KN4HX.
Yeah, here, didn't do nothing.
We got some bike riding in, but we also had to go pick up Finn from school on Friday because he was sick and he ended up having a stomach bug. So we also self-quarantined over the weekend and didn't go anywhere because, with a sick kid, chances are you're going to get it. Luckily, we escaped it, but, it was a good weekend.
It's going around. You don't want to share them and nobody get them. I know. I've got grandkids at the house, so... whatever they goes around to school comes around to the house. No fun. We didn't do a whole lot this weekend. Stayed home and enjoyed the weather like Patrick did.
About 60 sideband contacts on a Sunday afternoon.
Looking on 2 meter sideband, not a lot of activity I didn't find. Been at the mountain, trying to cross some layer of air that had a bunch of moisture in it, and the outside of the windows just fogged up. Like, instantly. Yeah. Coming and going down. And I think it's gone now. I'm at the bottom. Close to it.
Making my breakfast out here, W2JKT.
Yeah, Patrick, see what you're doing yesterday. Me and the wife went to the flea market over there, Fletcher.
Smiley's Flea Market. Hadn't been to that place in many years.
Same old junk, but occasionally you'll find a little something you've been looking for. It'll just pop up. If you don't go look, you never find it. But we didn't buy anything. We just went through there, see what they had. That's the thing we needed.
To get out of the house sometimes and walk around.
I like the Daytona flea market. Daytona's got a real big, nice flea market. Pickens does a nice one too.
That one, but where it's on Wednesday, it's hard to get to.
Daytona, but still got some neat stuff there sometimes. Motorcycle this morning. Just a tad bit cooler than what I would prefer.
It's 25. It was above 25, I rode it.
It's a lot colder, but that wasn't my choice. That's because that was my assigned vehicle, and we were the only ones that could take him home. If you had a motorcycle, you could take it home. That was before you had take-home cars. KD4 IOX.
Hey,
yeah. KL4 HKX.
Morning, Andrew. KN4 TFW.
KD4 IOX.
Sounds like everybody had a good weekend. Did you pick up anything on 2 meters, Leon?
Around 44200. Didn't see any activity. And I've got 44200 programmed in my scan list, so if anybody pops in there, it'll come up. Maybe this afternoon when I get home, I'll figure out my darn HF antenna and see about getting it back up.
Rotator back up for the 2 meter antenna, and it's hitting at the right angle and not bent, so. Start getting back on 2 meter single sideband. I tried to look yesterday for any FDA or JSA. What? FDA. And I didn't really see any, but it was later in the evening anyway.
3439.
RS, I believe.
We're in the mountain on that.
Maybe RS traffic that bounces around here. But I think 144174 is the FDA. See a lot of down towards Atlanta. I don't pick up much to the north, to the east at all.
It's March 16th. Zebraville coming up. I already got my camping reservations.
Mountain that weekend.
Yes.
Hopefully I can try out my new, I'm going to take my hammock, but I'm going to try to try out my new Teton. What is it? Teton XL cot And then I've got the T-tip, and it actually straps to the top of the cot. So the tent will be up off the ground.
Fancy. Camper. Sleeping on the ground.
Sleeping on the ground, it's that getting back up that hurts.
A tent, it ain't that bad. But good Lord, some of these little ones that I got for Boy Scout stuff, man, it's like birthing myself every time I get out of the tent.
11 by 17, and I got some 600-pound rated cots and that are extra long and extra wide, so it makes it nice.
Feet of your cot to protect the bottom of the tent?
They don't, but usually I take like a bunch of cardboard boxes and spread them out on the ground before I set up my tent.
Yep. I think November, whenever I was camping last with the cot, where the cot was sitting, it had rain and the water welled up underneath of it. So I thought about maybe taking something to spread that so it's not, the little feet are not pushing so hard on the bottom of the tent.
HGX, I got a heavy-duty canvas tent I put down under mine. Under my tent, getting woke up this morning.
It would make a difference, because I had the, it's like 3 or 5 mil plastic sheeting that I bought. You know, it's made for painting rooms and whatnot, but a whole lot lighter weight, you know, when you're trying to shave the weight down for the camping trip.
My tent is not going to shave weight, I can tell you that. That thing is heavy. But guys, I'll be back in a minute. I'm going to pull Eric. Kill 4-H-Kex.
Yeah, I got a canvas tent too, that freaking Kodiak. The whole thing, the tent and the poles weighed 90-something pounds.
I'll get back.
Morning.
You guys ever use one of them SDR dongles just to like hook to your computer to listen to the radio?
Yeah.
Like $30 on Amazon. Is it worth it?
The side to the $30 one is it struggles with other signals coming in. Like I can pick up AM, FM signals, whatever it was, well outside the normal frequency, and it was just really weird. I think the better, higher price ones do a better job of rejecting the signals.
The Kiwi SDR, that sucker's like $300 though.
KL SDR is only an 8-bit SDR, so the dynamic range is pretty poor, so a strong signal anywhere in the receive band will drown out weak signals. But I think the Kiwi SDR is a 12-bit, so it's got huge dynamic range. But basically, the more bits in the SDR, you know, whether it's 8 or 10 or 12, the more bits gives you more dynamic range and the ability to hear both strong and weak signals at the same time.
Fun. I mean, I've used them for listening to ham radio. I used it to, I hooked it to my Raspberry Pi and I intercepted the weather signals coming from my weather station. I've done all kinds of stuff with them, so they're fun.
What I know of is like the Kiwi and the RTL or something like that. Are there any other models out there that I don't know of?
Play. It's a little bit more expensive, but it's I think it's a 10-bit SDR, and it does really good for me.
KO4CEF. All this construction and everything else kind of wipes my signal out, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. You gentlemen have a good one. Be safe, and hopefully I'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clearing your phone.
Good day, Andrew. If you can hear me, KD4ILX.
And 73, Andrew. Have a great day, W2JKT.
Meters was wide open yesterday.
Pretty hot sunspot cycle.
International DX contest. It's like, man, all I did was scroll from the bottom to the top of the 15 meters, and I made like 50 contacts. On the other hand, it was terrible yesterday.
58
you on the phone.
Yesterday. Contact in like 2 hours.
HKX, I'm back, gentlemen.
QJKT.
Hey, did you guys go vote this weekend?
Got our first win? DC.
Go again?
Sorry. So who figures it'd be DC?
Well, you have six Republicans in your district, you know, it's anything can happen. Hope to get a permit to live in DC.
They make you show your ID to vote this time?
Proud to do it. You have to, by law. That's the law now.
I was glad to see that. I know somebody had been fighting it, not wanting it, and the government, after the people voted it in North Carolina. See how you can do that.
And the two new t-shirts that Gabe did, I ordered off of off the internet. One of them is it's a AR-15 style rifle, and underneath it says, self-defense is not illegal. I got more compliments on that shirt yesterday.
It is on Tuesday in North Carolina, isn't it, Patrick?
Keeped on that.
Keeped on that day.
Like 7:30, I believe. 6:30 to 7:30.
If you're in line before 7:30, they'll let you vote.
When the kids come home from school, because once the kids come home, there's no doing anything. We're done.
With you and say, don't say a word, just watch what I do. This is called voting.
So I'm not going to force them to go with me and make my waiting in line time miserable.
I think, you know, the cops' kids, they'd be interested in voting. Neither one of my kids have any interest in voting whatsoever. I just can't figure that out.
I don't see how you could not have any interest in voting, but mine's the same way.
I'm voting, but at least I know that my vote doesn't really matter in the end.
And my news feed for Friday is a picture of mine and the wife's "I voted early" stickers. Somebody, yeah, I posted one that says, I didn't say anything, I just posted the picture. And the guy came back and says, looks like you voted twice. Yeah, the Dibs got away with it last time. This time we're going to do it.
Harder to do since you got a show ID in North Carolina. Not that it won't happen, but at least it'll be a little more difficult.
I know I voted at the main place there, Patrick, in town. And I noticed they did the voting booths different this year. They've got them lined up against the wall, so you're facing the wall when you're voting. And whoever's walking by behind you can see what you're voting. Which makes no sense to me. KD4IOX.
So the cameras couldn't see what you were voting.
Everybody walking behind you can see because you got your back to the people behind you voting, and they got their back to you, but whoever's walking up and down the aisle can see who each side is voting for. Everybody knows who I vote for.
That was when I go vote, because I am not going to show an ID to vote.
Voting for you.
Sure, if you read the law. Left you vote, but you just have to fill out one other form so they can go verify it later.
You'll make them do all the work.
The Constitution doesn't say I have to show an ID to have my right to vote, so it's up to them to prove that I don't have the right to vote, so let them do the work. It doesn't say you have to have a permit to have a gun.
You have to have a permit to carry that gun.
Say that.
In North Carolina. Just can't carry a concealed. Funny one. You got to hide a big glove box for your trunk. About destinated here, if there is such a word. Y'all have a great day. Take care of 73. Hopefully get you down in the log. KD4IOX.
Leon, hope you have a great day and stay safe out there.
73 Leon, have a good one, safe one. KN4 TFW.
a great day and drive safe. WTU JKT.
The route is scheduled today. Let's see how this plays out. My Monday and Wednesday.
Monday traffic or something?
Avoid the other tool guys. My Wednesday, there were four other tool trucks out here on the same day, so I don't know if it's going to work because they don't run a day here, a day there. They just kind of jump around, so we'll see how it works out. My route the same since I started on Wednesday, which over here about 7 years, and now all of a sudden everybody wants to be out here on the same day.
That's bump into your competitors there, isn't it?
It tends to make the shop owners a little unhappy because the guys are unproductive when that happens.
Yeah, they can't have the guys taking an hour or two out of their day to talk to tool vendors and stuff.
A lot of guys use it as an excuse not to get anything done.
We heavily manage the vendor on-site visits for that same reason, because we've got the Infineon on Semi and Texas Instruments, and all these guys want to come in all the time and take people to lunch and get conference room for hours on end, and it gets to be just too much of a time suck, so we have to limit the amount of time we let them come in.
Easy to get overloaded with that kind of stuff if you ain't careful, so that's what I'm trying to do, is just put some distance between me and the other guys, so hopefully this works out today.
Well, stay at Hearst is on Friday this week, so we're excited about that. We're both taking, she's got a week off in between that and when she starts her new job, and I'm taking vacation next week as well, so we're actually going to have a whole week off together. Haven't had that since we started dating because of her job, so I'm not sure we're going to be able to figure out what to do with ourselves.
No remodel done yet?
But our part's pretty much done. Her dad's going to come up today while I'm at work and just do one more layer of mud and sand, and then she's going to paint. She might get it done before I get home, because she's taking it easy today. But painting done tonight or tomorrow, and then the cabinet people take over. So we're pretty much done. So that's exciting.
Hopefully you don't have to focus on it over your week off, and you can just spend some time together doing what you enjoy.
But I'm jumping off here for a minute. They didn't have anything at QT, so I'm getting off at Chick-fil-A here on 290 to grab a biscuit. I'll be back in a few minutes. WTJKT.
Actually pulling into my first stop, so we'll see how that goes. But I may be around, I may not. Go for edge kicks.
Hey to everybody in that. Have a good day. I'm about a couple minutes out. So you guys have a good one. JN4 TFW.
Then, and we'll catch you guys probably Wednesday morning on my way in. So have a great day. This is WTU JKT.
Have a great day. KO4HKX.